If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I'm Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, and updates. And you know what? Yeah, we have a fair amount of items to go over in our agenda today.
Yep.
I don't think it's super hefty. I feel like the past couple weeks have been very hefty. And actually, you have a really huge portion at the end. But it's actually more, it consists mostly of BTS and Boy Next Door, actually.
Yeah. I only have a small news for Stray Kids.
And I don't... that's like barely anything.
Yeah.
Like, the actual news itself was interesting, but...
Right.
Let's see. We have comebacks. We have music videos, of course. We'll talk a little TXT, a little NewJeans, my bunnies. Whatever crumbs we could scrape out of that. A little bit of, we'll talk about some of the things that we're going to check out in person and what we've checked out in person. That includes the Le Sserafim pop-up, the NMIX concert, of course. We will be going to see Twice very soon. We're actually going to be going to Austin, Texas to watch Twice the first day. So, yeah, that's before they added that second damn day, right? And that's why we are going the first day. So that's what our plans are later this week. And that's why we are recording early this week.
Very early.
Then we will also talk about Coachella. We, you know, from the comfort of our own home.
Couchella.
Yeah. Just streaming it free on YouTube and just hanging out, having
amazing.
A good time.
Amazing.
Not having to deal with the wind, the dust, the dirt. The people.
Too many people. And waiting in line for toilets and showers.
From the comfort of home. And then Haley has a decent amount of Boy Next Door. It seems like she misses Sung Ho.
It's actually about Jaehyun, though.
Oh, actually, do you have Cordis? No, this is BTS.
There's a little bit of Cordis.
You have a lot of BTS because they obviously started their tour.
Right.
So you're going to be talking about that. And we got a little bit of Stray Kids and whatever else I missed in between and all that. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't. You can catch us basically on whatever podcasting platform you are listening to us already on. And don't forget to like. Did I say that? I said it. I'm going in a loop now.
I don't know what you said.
I'm like delusional or something right now. And also, Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just message us there.
Like many of you do already. Have people been messaging you still?
Yeah, and I've been replying.
Yes, good job, Haley.
You need to reply to some of them.
You are right. You need to tell me because by the time I look at it, I'm like, oh, Haley already responded. So I just leave it.
This one's specifically for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyways, let's kind of carry on here. So actually, I just put this little note because I was like, oh, shit. There's so many K-pop birthdays for like relevant girls that I bias and stan that just happened this past weekend. Like, and you know, we don't really talk about K-pop birthdays as much anymore, but this one was, I was like, oh, this is very interesting because, April 11th was Ahyeon, Karina, Danielle, Yihyeon all on the same day, which is insane. I saw so much Karina and Ahyeon stuff, especially because my algo is already filled with them. And of course, Danielle, that was sad, but we'll talk about NewJeans a little bit and include Danielle on that in a little bit too. Then the day after on April 12th, my number two out of my top five bias line overall, Suin. So Swim Kim was actually celebrating her 21st birthday on April 12th. So that was cool. And also Yuha, who is now my Hearts to Hearts bias wrecker, had her birthday as well. So she has the same birthday as Suin. Very nice.
Easy to remember.
Easy. Too easy now. Let's see. We are going to go to the comebacks now. Haley, where can we get started with this?
Starting on April 17th, we have Extraordinary Heroes with their eighth mini album, Dead End.
Not End.
End. Yes. And the title track is Voyager. On April 20th.
Oh, look at you already being proactive and talking about this.
We have Cordis with their pre-release lead single from their second EP, Green Green. And what is it? What is their single?
What, you tell me.
Is it Green Green?
You tell me. Is it?
Maybe. Or Red Bread, I think.
You're fucking... No, you're shitting me.
Wait.
No, you're... Are you trolling me?
I'm not trolling.
Is it Red Red?
Yeah, Red Red.
You're fucking lying.
I'm not lying.
So what's like the B-side? Blue Blue? What the,
Blue Lips. I'll go over their track list because they did release their track list recently.
Is there Yellow Yellow?
No, there's not.
Oh my God. Okay. All right, that threw me off. But that's just the single. The actual album. Oh no, is it the album
that's
too?
That's just the pre-release. So their actual album is coming out in May.
Okay, so it's May 4th, and that's the same time when Choom comes out for Baby Monster. That's all I remember. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about it more when that comes up closer. NCT Wish is going to drop Ode to Love, which is their first full Korean album, surprisingly. Then April 21st, we have N-Team, a.k.a. Japanese and Hypen.
Mm-hmm.
Third EP, We on Fire. Followed by another Japanese group, April 22nd, I&I. With their eighth single, Pulse. Then, last but not least, on what we have so far, to round out the... I don't think it's all of April yet, but getting close. We're almost there. April 24, Le Sserafim is dropping their Celebration. I think it's their single.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is that, you know, there's a lot of promotions going on. Obviously, you brought up that Celebration thing, I think, last episode, where they're just like... saying congratulations to every random thing they could, including Duolingo,
right,
and the Lakers,
like K-pop Demon Hunters.
It's just a lot. So anyways, we'll also talk about it because we did check out the pop-up. We'll go more in detail. But for this one, I think it's sold out already. I think Hello 82 had signed albums, but of course we know what that means. It means it's just like an individual member signed album. But I believe they're doing something similar to what they do here in America, where they release like a little like cardboard paperback CD.
Mm-hmm.
Like and I remember they did that for shit. What song was that? Where they're animated? Perfect Night.
Oh,
so
okay,
they have that little like sleeve cardboard and
yeah.
then they have the CD in it. There's no photo cards or anything, it's just like the music.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part is I think that they have different versions for this cheaper version.
Mm-hmm.
And each of them are like baby pictures of each member. So cute enough. That's pretty cool. And the kicker is, if unless they changed it, I'm pretty sure I saw what I saw. And they might have changed it by now. I don't know. But the prices for each album, for the CD one that I'm talking about, this like individual CD one that doesn't have any photo cards or anything. Haley, there's like a mosquito there, just so you know. If it's flying around on your right side, if you see it, just slap it.
Oh.
It's going away. Oh, now it's getting closer. Oh. You missed. Oh,
I got
my
it.
God.
I hit it.
Where'd you hit it?
I don't know. I went like that.
It wasn't even hard. You just like...
I tapped it
caressed,
with my
you caressed it. It wasn't even a slap. You just caressed the mosquito.
Was it? Okay.
You have to like
smack
it.
Keep going.
It's $2.99. That's the price of each album. So check out the Le Sserafim US shop site, whatever. If you want to get one, I'm pretty sure I saw $2.99.
Wasn't the Perfect Night one really cheap too?
Yeah, the same price.
Yeah,
$2.99.
Yeah.
But that was only a single version. This one is like there's five different versions because of members. So that's really interesting if you're curious and you want to collect that. And I don't even know if it's available like outside of the US because that was a very US specific thing. So that was very, very interesting. And also the regular, I think they have other album versions. One of them looks like they're like cheese, you know, like the containers that like mini like Baby Bell cheese comes in,
oh, yeah.
kind of thing, some shit like that. So yeah, very interesting. All right. Let's move on. Those were comebacks. Let's go to music videos. We did check out a few of them. One of them was by Reseen. So Reseen dropped a music video called Runaway. And I just got to say, I think I like it just because I'm a sucker for drum and bass beats.
Definitely.
It has a really good up, like a little like good tempo, like drum and bass, like basic basses. I don't even know. Like a drum and bass bass.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like the bass of the song is drum and bass kind of thing. And overall, like the music video too seemed fairly like high budget, like a decent budget. Doesn't look cheap at all. And it looks like they were like in an orphanage kind of thing. Mm. But either way, like the song itself, Runaway, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Might have to add that to my K-pop playlist too, you know. And let's see. What else did we check out, Haley?
NCT Wish with Sticky.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk about this one because NCT and SM always has very interesting music videos.
Yeah, I never know what's going on in them. They're just very visually confusing. They had
But it's cool.
It is cool.
I just, in the beginning, they had this fucking, like, looks like a weird sticky Happy Meal. Mm-hmm. It said like Wishers Sticky Meal.
Yeah.
And they were like in a fast food joint restaurant kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just the aesthetics and stuff that they have is very interesting and entertaining. And
the song is not terrible. There's like parts of the song that sounded kind of like tropical island music.
To me, it reminded me more of like elevator music. Mm. But either way, it has that like soft parts. Like it's just spread across the whole song in different like small segments. I liked it too. Mm-hmm. Then you like realize, oh yeah, this is an NCT song.
Then it changes.
It has those like the if it's like if you're a Mai from aespa, it's like those like that's like, those I don't even know how to describe it. The sound from Savage. You're like that kind of sound.
Just
I don't even
noise.
Know. It's just it's literally noise. I mean, Haley told me some people like it.
But yeah, I'm like, obviously people like it because people are still listening to them. They still have fans.
I mean, we know what parts we like. Right. So that elevator music was really catchy. I thought it was really cool. So that was a nice part. Every time it's like a little mini break every time. And that's it.
Yes. And then we have Plave with Born Savage. Yeah. And then I feel like their music video, they were kind of like superheroes.
Yeah. It was weird. It was interesting. It was cool and entertaining, but it was like they were fighting this one super villain. Reminded me of Ultron. And
all of them had superpowers.
It was weird. They were like a cross between the Power Rangers with X-Men. It was and Ninja Turtles. Like in terms of like the power abilities and then I don't even know. It wasn't really like super like Avengers like, but it's like they're trying to make it like I really don't know how to describe it.
The song isn't bad either. There are some parts where I'm just like eh, but then like most of the song sounds good, honestly.
And back to the music video, it's like reminds me of like there's in some like vaporwave cyberpunk thing in the beginning and then the city and like they're fighting and they're getting their asses whooped. And then, you know, all of a sudden they do this combo attack. Like one of member had like a staff and ice powers. Mm-hmm. Another one had a bow and arrow. Another one was like those that guy that has the gadgets. Like throwing like
melee.
Little grenades and shit and like has like guns. Other one, melee attack with like claws. Mm-hmm. And another guy was literally, they always have this like the flash.
Oh,
like,
yeah, with
a super
speed.
Fast dude. That was it. That was five of them.
I mean, I'm sure there's lore behind it for those people that follow Plave.
Sure.
Because we all know that Plave are aliens from another planet. So I'm sure they're like fighting some.
It's very.
There's probably lore behind it, but we don't know.
It's
too
really
much about
animated,
it.
Though. Like the whole thing is like. It felt like a little cinematic sequence.
Yeah.
It was cool.
And then they did have, at the end, they just had like a whole segment like where they're just fighting.
It was literally like a full cut, a full tiny fighting cutscene at the end.
Yeah, like the song ended and then it was just them fighting
even
the bad guys.
Even the animation was a little different from their usual. Like it seemed more animated, like movie. Like it reminded me of a video game from like this one video game company called Atlas. I forgot what the fuck that last game that they made was, but yeah, like it just seemed like a little bit different from their usual thing, but
like higher budget.
Like it seems like yeah, a lot quicker.
Mm.
And I don't know, but either way, it was cool. It was interesting to watch, right, for sure.
And then we also watched Cat's Eyes, Pinky Up.
Pinky Up.
I feel like, so Pinky I like the song, honestly. When I first heard it, I was like, it sounds so good. And I feel like it would be so good to hear it live or at concerts or like, you know, festivals.
Yeah, because it gets the people fucking pumped and going. It's like one of those songs.
But I heard a lot of people don't like it, which is the same case with Gnarly, because so many icons want it, you know, Cat's Eye to go touch. Yeah. Like those kind of songs, like My Way and stuff, that really show off their vocals.
Their B-sides are good, though. So, yeah. I mean, just enjoy it. The title track has to be sometimes kind of crazy.
Right. And their music video is crazy, too. As always. I feel like they put a lot into it.
The music video, too, was, like, cool because they're dressed up in, like, almost similar to, like, kind of the outfits they had for Coachella, which we'll kind of talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's very, like, EDC, very, like,
rave
festival girl outfits. Like, it was cool.
Cyber girls, too.
But then they also had some outfits where they, like, all look very, like, the same.
Posh as well. Because, like, Pinky Up basically means, you know, like, you're being posh when you're drinking tea, kind of thing.
Remember, as Patrick Starr said from SpongeBob,
when in doubt, pinky out. Yeah.
Yep.
When in doubt. We also did watch TXT, but I don't see it on my notes here.
We did watch it. We watched Stick With You music video, and I know this is also, you know, a great time for MOA. We'll talk about it just briefly later on, but, you know, they renewed. Great news, right? Mm. We'll talk about that a little bit. But yeah, Stick With You music video was, of course, because it's TXT, the song is good.
Right.
That's too easy. But the music video was very interesting.
Seems very emotional.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Breaking up.
Literally, though, like the premise of the video is like, you know, each member falls in love with this girl, but then they're like not at the same time.
It's the same girl.
It's the same girl, but each member is like, it's a different timeline almost, or like a different member. You know what it is? I told Haley, if any of you here are as boomer as me, and I'm not super boomer, but any of you know Yellow Card and know the music video for Ocean Avenue, where he like wakes up and it's like a new day, but it's the same thing happening.
So it's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's like Groundhog Day. It's another way of putting it. So that happens for like the first half of the video, or like first third. And that's like each member. So it's like once the one member does the whole process and like they pass out in the like the subway train that they're in, it's like the next member is up.
They wake up
and go through the whole thing again. And then they're all just trying to obviously reach this girl, who I think looks like this famous actress. I just don't know any of the K-drama actresses' names. And I don't know. Haley told me she was with someone else, and for some reason, it ends up being you.
Yeah, and then at the end, it's like they themselves. Have a birthday, and then the person is you, and then you blow out the candles, and that was it.
And then she danced. I mean,
at the end,
must be nice to be her because she's getting paid to dance with every member
in the rain.
In the rain, all soaking wet.
Yeah,
must be nice. Anyways, that was song is good. TXT's album has probably come out by now, right?
Probably.
So
unless this was a pre-release.
Check it out. We'll check it out. That's true. Because I don't think we mention them. I think we didn't. So I think that was from last week already. So
yeah,
it should be
out already.
Yeah, it should be out. All right. So with that said, don't forget to take that water break, bathroom break if you have not done so. And if you've been holding it, time to pause and release. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell if you haven't yet. Because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, Haley and I will be chatting K-pop every Thursday, as many of our OG listeners know. Somehow we have managed to still do every Thursday, even when we're like in Japan on vacation. We have really fun, interesting episodes that we talk about, including like our biases and everything like that. So yeah, if that's something that you're curious about, you could always go back and check those out. Whatever those are. I think I even titled it like special episode, blah, blah, blah. And they're very interesting. And you'll probably get to hear all the different biases that we used to have as time moves forward.
It's changed again.
Oh,
boy. Within like the past.
Oh, boy, has it.
3 months? for me, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, my too. My top five is different.
Yeah.
Or at least there's a little change for sure.
Mine's not, I feel like now I have a complete actual top five. Because I think before I'm just like, you know, like I'll put this person there.
Many of you may be curious.
But now I have a solid one.
You'll find out whenever the hell this next episode comes out. Don't forget to also hit us up where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stan Podcast.
All right. So let's talk about it. We were just chatting about TXT. So let's talk about it. It's Moa's birthday. Of course, Moa's the fandom for TXT. And during their concert, while they're, you know, showered and surrounded by loving Moa, they have, you know, this is really nice of them to do. They wanted to reciprocate all the love and all, you know, all the support by announcing that they are renewing their contract. They even said that it only took 15 minutes to decide to renew it amongst themselves.
15 minutes is still kind of long.
I mean, but
as opposed to like just being like, okay, I want to renew. Like, you should know already, right?
If you but I feel like there's the opposite, and we're like, I know Twice took a while. So many groups after like the first big contract, you know, kind of talk about it. Look at 17.
Yeah.
You know, so it, because I mean, there's a lot involved in terms of putting, you know, the time and, you know, dedicating your life to like this for another few years, right? So, and the interesting thing was, even Taehyun from TXT revealed that he even asked RM for advice before they renewed their contract. He said RM reviewed BTS's past contract files and explained like all the details and, you know, maybe all the legal stuff and implications and what it came with. And, you know, it's just like an upperclassman showing an underclassman like, oh, the ropes kind of thing. Like, oh, well, this is what you might expect kind of thing.
That's so crazy. That was really cool. 7 years already for them.
It's wild. Shit, we're here already. I mean, shit, look at BTS where they are now too.
Right,
my god,
13
gosh.
Years.
And he also, I guess there's a little quotes I included. He Taehyun said, this is about RM, of course, about Namjoon. He kindly told me, it's already been 7 years. You've worked hard. And apparently it really stayed and stuck with him. So he's like,
he's like, I'm definitely renewing.
Motivated.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for them. Congrats to Moa and congrats TXT. That's always nice. Plus, they have all the members still intact.
They do.
Nothing going wrong there so far. And, I mean, Big Hit is good with their boy groups, as we know with BTS. And Cordis is looking to be the next big fucking thing.
I mean, I can just say Cordis's thing right now, since we're, like, going from BTS, TXT, and Cordis. It's very small.
Okay.
Is that okay?
You could, yeah, sure.
So, Cordis dropped their track list today for their new EP, Green Green. And the names of the songs are TNT, Red Red,
Blue Blue,
Asai, Young Cuckoo, or Young Creator Crew, What's Up,
Orange
and,
Orange,
and Blue Lips. That's it.
That's actually cool, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs that we haven't heard yet, because we all know
we
Young
Cuckoo. Right.
So that's fucking crazy, actually. And I know they have so many fucking songs ready to go.
Yeah.
If they need to. Yeah. Just like fucking Bang Chan.
I mean, because like, they literally said, oh, we had 300 songs and we picked 5 for the first album, Color Outside the Lines. So, yeah, they're set. And of course, like all of them, they help write it most of the time, always Martin. And then for the rest of the songs, it's like every member is involved in the writing and producing.
Somehow, right?
Yeah.
Always cool to hear that kind of stuff. Yeah. And that's, I mean, we all know that how well they're doing already. And they are already too popular, Haley.
Killing it.
You are in trouble.
I know.
All your fellow core, you know, the chill, laid back ones are all in trouble.
Right.
Because they're so huge that all these crazy Chinese fans are flying in, crazy rich Asian style, fucking buying airplanes with banners on them, coming to the U.S. just to see them.
Yeah. It's so annoying. It's like you guys can just literally see them in Asia. Can't you just
They're always in Asia. Just stay there.
It's upsetting because like I hear a lot of whenever Cordis comes here, I always hear so much shit about these Chinese fans. I don't want to sound like racist or anything, but this is they're literally from China.
This is literally just facts.
These are facts. But then I always hear like, oh yeah, the fans are really rude. They push. They don't care. Like they shove you. And yeah, it's always the ones from China.
I will shove back.
It sucks, guys. But I mean,
disclaimer.
I hate that we picked up all those kind of fans in our fandom quickly.
That does suck. Yeah, I mean, we saw that with Blink.
They're
like literally Blackpink too,
like stalking them at the airports, going on the same airplane as them, and they're all coming from China.
And it's funny because James always has that face that he's like
stank
disgusted.
Eye. He's like, oh, yeah, he's annoyed. Honestly. But yeah.
Damn, Cordis is on that level though. They are going to get up there.
I mean, having BTS and TXT helps.
Oh,
but
yes.
Then there are a lot of people that we know that are into BTS and TXT that are not into Cordis.
But there's a lot of people into Cordis that are just like not into K-pop or
at all. Yeah.
And it's, you know what it reminds me of?
New
it's
jeans.
A good segment and segue into my next section segment. New jeans.
Literally like new
it's
jeans.
It's like new jeans, yeah. Right? Because it's like people are like, oh, what is this? So yeah. Like, oh, it's new. I'm like, oh, I like new jeans, but I don't really know any other K-pop
right.
stuff. And then new jeans imploded. Anyways, new jeans, all I have is this little part of sadness. Happiness, but sadness. It's always going to be a mixed bag. Let's see. Where should I start? Actually, I'll start with Danielle. So happy belated birthday. We are very sad about fucking you owing $1 billion to a giant conglomerate. But also on her birthday, April 11th, we did get a post. So if some of you are, you know, fellow bunnies, and, you know, we follow and track every... Like, I literally am following the NewJeans account that the parents made. I'm still following Danielle's one that she made. It's a good thing we followed that one because she actually updated it. And crazy enough, she put for... it was like a birthday post for herself. Two little... Have you seen it?
No. I don't follow that
account. Two little swipes. Or one little swipe because it's like two different posts. The first pic was a picture of her with like short... I don't know if it's actually short. I couldn't tell, but it kind of looks like it. But it's like blonde and like platinum.
Probably a wig.
Kind of hair. It looks like a wig, though. But, I mean, you never know right now, especially because I don't think
I did see it. I think it was a wig.
Okay. I mean, it looks like a wig.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like she can use Hybe or Adore's
right.
people to fix her hair.
Right, right.
And make like really intricate, expensive-ass wigs. So she did put like that. And the very interesting part that makes me also kind of worried was the second thing. So when you swiped after that picture, she actually put a little small clip, an audio clip of like an unreleased demo. And it was very, very indie, indie folk rock, but pop at the same time. It sounds like her.
Yeah.
But it makes me like, curious and wonder like will this hurt her more in terms of all the legal issues and everything going on currently right now? Like, was this a good idea?
Is she not done though? I mean, like, they've already, like, she's not with the company anymore.
Yeah, no, it's the contract is terminated.
Yeah, so like she can do music again, right?
You're right, like she'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just worried for her. I'm honestly just always worried about her. And well, I mean, that's what they... If you were curious, you can check it out. I think it's like... I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Dazzy Bell? Danny? Something like that? Something like that. You'll be able to find it for sure if you look it up. Like, you can Google up Danielle NewJeans Instagram account and you'll find it. Anyways, for NewJeans in general, just when everything seems like, you know, it was like all quiet... All of a sudden, I know we have Danielle's thing. But the other crazy thing is Haerin, Hain, and Hani, Triple H is what they are now, were all spotted in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And they were with Hybe staff. And apparently, like, there was, like, they were filming and there's, like, a camera. So something's going on. They might be doing vlogs again, getting ready for whenever the fuck they are going to drop more NewJeans, actual, like, new.
Right. It's been so
long. Material in general. I'm very curious and I'm I'm very curious about how they're going to like come back, because it's like, are they just going to come back and be like, oh, look, we're three now.
Yeah, probably.
And not say anything. Like, will they just come back like nothing happened, not address anything?
Yeah, probably.
That's what I think Adore and Hype might do, because they're fucking dumb. But I really hope that they address something like, oh, you know, Danielle's not here anymore, unfortunately. And
Minji.
We don't know what the fuck happened to my girl, Minji.
Right.
Like, I don't even...
no news on her.
Zero news. I'm worried, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell to think about all of this. But that's where we're at right now. So with all of that said, if Minji is not back, I'll be so fucking devastated.
Right.
But if I have to carry on and move on with whatever New Jeans is now, Hayden is my bias.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always liked Hayden. I know, right. I liked Hani before, but then I moved to Minji. But the reason why I even liked Hani was because back then, like, I knew Hayden was like 16 or something. And this was before I cared.
Yeah.
Like when I cared. Now
right,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because obviously Haley is crazy about Louis and biases Louis and also Martin. So I'm like,
Martin's,
you know,
18, okay?
Well, now he is. Anyways, you know what's crazy saying that?
Yeah.
You know who else is almost 18?
Hayden?
Hayne.
Hayne? No.
No, yeah, that's right. Hayden, I think, is like 19 or almost 20.
Oh, shit.
That's how long
that's
it's
how long
been.
It's been. I feel like when I think of Hayden, I'm like, oh, she's still like 16.
Yeah, because Hayden was like 15, I think, when they debuted.
Yeah.
No, she's almost fucking 18
Holy
already.
Shit.
So it's fucking insane. Like, we've missed. It's like, it sucks. It felt like past couple of years were thrown away.
Yeah, it was.
And it sucks.
Damn.
It's so devastating. So Hayden is almost 18. Heron's my
crazy.
Bias. She's obviously fine now. But because of that, it's like opened my eyes. I'm like, because I always thought I liked Heron in the beginning too.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'll play it cool. I'll play it safe and be not be weird. Now I don't really care. I'm just like for Ian. I like Ian.
You
she's
can
my
bias
she's my
you want to bias.
Yeah. The my bias for Heart Starts is fucking Ian. That's what it is. It is what it is. But yeah, so Heron, I always liked her and I always like thought she was cute, and I like the fact she's such a weirdo.
Yeah, she's
like
very
funny
weird.
And weird.
Mm-hmm. She's
and
an
that's
alien.
All you need to do to get me. So simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like chaotic, weird, funny, and random.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're cute, then cool, perfect.
Yeah.
That's like, that is my prototypical bias.
Yeah, you need to have a personality, though.
For me, 100%. So that definitely is it. So looking forward to seeing what the hell they have in store for them, because mm-hmm. I mean, we're just all in the dark. Even like I'm gonna download. We had our app too called Phoning for bunnies, which is like almost like the bubble or
right.
for meow. I think it was like purr or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like I'm curious to see what the updates are, and we'll find out soon mm-hmm. enough. And with that said, I think now's a good time to take that next water break, bathroom break, whatever you need to, because we're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley and I will be talking K-pop with all y'all every week. And also, we can literally chat with you through DMs. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast.
Just in case you need some more doses of K-pop talk, you could have many free sessions by messaging us there. Completely free.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, DM us, and hopefully we'll get to you. And we have a spam folder, and it sorts itself and shit sometimes, so we're so sorry that some of it gets lost in there.
Yeah,
that's why you got to message us a couple times.
Yeah.
So at least it knows like you're not just like a one-time bot trying to sell us a billion followers for $100 in 1 week. All right, with that said, let's talk about local experiences, Haley, like stuff that we've been experiencing in terms of the world of K-pop that's mm-hmm. going on. Let's talk about our future in K-pop, because mm-hmm. we are going to be heading to Austin in a couple days
mm-hmm.
to watch Twice, and very unfortunate
mm-hmm.
that fucking Twice does not have all the members.
Yeah.
Everyone's going down one by one.
Yeah.
We have completely now at this time lost the full rap line.
Right.
Dubu is out for the count with that broken ankle. And then we know Che fucked up her back with just some goddamn luggage.
Yeah.
So those two, the rappers of Twice, are out. So it's just all the other silly vocalists that are left. I mean, technically Momo is a rapper-ish.
Yeah.
I like the way that we said, we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah, because like one of our friends is there too, right?
Watching
now.
Them in Denver right now.
And then because we asked her, what are they doing for the rap line?
I was like, in my head, I knew it wasn't going to happen. Yeah. But in my head, I'm like, fuck, I hope like Sana raps or something. No. You know, one of them raps, but it'd be so funny and cute if Sana tried rapping.
They're not.
Or Nayeon would try rapping because she'd be dumb too. And it's.
They left the backtrack, basically, for the rappers. Yeah,
I was trying to give my DeLulu self some hope, but nope.
That's too much pressure on them.
Oh, they could try. They know the damn lyrics.
But
they should have Gio rapping. She knows everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what's going on. And along with all that stuff going on, if you didn't even know about this, Momo was in a lot of pain because she had like some weird like... really bad toothache situation going on. And this kind of reminds me of what happened recently with Mina.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it.
She needed her wisdom teeth pulled out.
Yeah, so she needed those pulled out and she got them done in their like mini in-between break, right?
Yeah.
Like while they were back in Asia for a little bit, even though they performed at Taiwan. And that's why we had Mina for a while in that very... Actually, it looked really good on her. She could pull off in that very like seductive veil.
Yeah,
like that mouth veil cover. Right, it's kind of hot.
I think she used something like that for one of her solos.
Oh yeah, like she's done that before, and she's worn this before. I even think it's part of like one of their one of the Misamo comebacks. It shows this veil, so it looked fucking hot and it looked really cool on her. Either way, she's recovered now.
Yeah,
she's been performing at like even Detroit. Detroit was crazy. I saw fucking a lot of fan cams and people are sending it to me too, but it's like all over my algorithm where they're going crazy. They told us that, remember they told us that JYP was not going to allow them to soak or wet people anymore because of the damaged equipment when they were here in LA. Mm. Jonghyun is fucking soaking people again. They're like throwing water again. They don't give a fuck anymore. Mm-hmm. They are doing all this fucking like Gen Z like fucking... 6'7" shit. Yeah. And
like, I feel like Jonghyun never cares about that kind of stuff.
That's true too. But or,
I mean, because I saw like this other clip where I think the fans were asking for like those rolled up towels, and then they asked.
Oh, I didn't realize they asked about. Oh, that's what they were actually asking for it.
Yeah, and then they asked Momo first, and then Momo was like, "No, like sorry, I can't." And then they asked Jonghyun came over.
I saw that.
And
one.
They asked her, and then she's just like, "Here," and she's just like throwing them out like nothing.
That's fucking awesome. I'm going to have a sign that says towel,
really
please.
She just really doesn't care. Jonghyun's like, okay, you want it? Here you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to message Jirla to make that in Korean along with what else. I also put like a little thing that we'll see how it is. I have to make it too and like I don't know how to write Hangul.
Yeah.
It's basically like me sketching a drawing.
Yeah.
Because I'm just drawing the characters. That's what it is. Not even writing. Anyways, but Momo, back to Momo. So with her tooth pain, she needed a root canal, basically.
That sucks.
So while they were here, because they couldn't do anything else, they fucking just pulled her tooth out.
Holy shit.
Ripped that shit out.
Okay.
It seems like it was fine and it worked out because she's fucking performing. So right, props to her. Even though many of our fellow listeners know Momo and I have a history
right.
with each other. No, but that's pretty cool, though, that she's still, like, toughed it out. And, you know, you got your tooth pulled out and you're performing. Props. Okay, I give you respect for that. Also, it's funny because when they were performing, too. So I think that extraction happened in Chicago.
Mm.
But then one of the performances, I don't know if it was twice in Chicago or in Detroit, but... Mina was sitting next to Momo and just staring at her cheeks while they were singing.
Mm.
She's like, it almost looked like she's like, how the fuck
are
you not swollen?
Or
like, how are you here? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, so it was pretty funny just watching Mina do that. But yeah, I mean, we have what we have right now and it's just like shit. So I'm just happy. Sana, please. Hopefully nothing happened to her tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Denver, please take care of yourself so we can see you.
Yeah.
And looking forward to seeing them on Friday and whoever's going to see them Friday or even Saturday. Saturday looks like there's still a lot of tickets because, of course, why would you fucking add a second date, you know, after the first initial date, which this is supposed to be the last stop
in
the U.S.
Yeah. before they go to Europe.
Thank you for fucking trolling us. Just literally, JYP, all you have to do is drop every fucking date at the same time.
Because they want
to
see if it sells before doing
but
that.
But because it's on a Friday and it's the last one, they already had it like planned.
Yeah.
Because they save that Saturday date, and then right. That's why the venue just opened it up after. Yeah. Like, and then they make it sound so surprising. Like, they drop this like, 12 hours later, like, due to popular demand, we're going to have a second date. Mm-hmm. And you could already tell which cities were going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, the days that the way that's organized, it's like, why are they only having it on Friday night?
Right.
Like, you literally have Saturday available.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, looking forward to seeing them again, of course. And let's see, what else did we do, Haley, in terms of real life K-pop stuff? We went to the Le Sserafim pop-up and we watched NMIX.
We did.
So I think we should start with the Le Sserafim pop-up because...
It's weak sauce.
As we thought and expected, it kind of was what it was. It was not as bad as that one BTS one.
Yeah.
That one was so small and that was... Maybe it was. Yeah. And also, I think BTS had one at the Source one time too, right? Was it BTS? There was another group that had it in the same location.
Oh, yeah, it was BTS. And it was the same thing. They're basically selling Overflow merch.
It is Overflow merch.
Merch that they just couldn't sell on Weverse.
Literally what it is.
Yeah.
And it's overpriced, as you guessed, because, yeah, it's Overflow merch because they had, like, stuff from, what's the...
Old Era's Hot?
Oh, yeah, they had old stuff like that. But I was going to say, like, their plushes, like they're... Like Hong Pee Pee in them.
Yeah,
I forgot
remember
what they're called. Oh, I can't think of it right now.
Fimi friends. I don't fucking know what they're called.
Either way, they had stuff like that, including I remember they had one item that I even bought Haley. Hong Pee Pee was a Unche.
Yeah,
it was a little like drawstring,
like a pouch,
bag. I bought that literally for Haley on Holly US store.
Yeah.
For, I think it was like $15.
Yes.
Of course, that doesn't include shipping. That's why we order more stuff. But the actual price of the single item came out to be about like $15, $16. That same fucking pouch here.
It was like $40.
Yes. It was $38.
Yeah.
So everything is obviously like all the prices are up and up to the like just whatever multiplier that is, like four times the amount, maybe three times the amount. It's wild. That goes for a lot of the merch too. They had a lot of Sakura's like croquet stuff.
Yeah.
Crocheting merchandise, which I thought it was sold out on Weverse.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why the fuck do you guys still have this?
They found it. They dug it up and they're like, oh, wait.
And then let's resell it for way more ridiculous prices. Yeah. It's like buying it off Weverse because it comes with the fucking shipping price included, basically, is how I think of it. Mm-hmm. It's fucking ridiculous. I also wanted one of them, but I looked at the price. I was like, I'm fine with not getting this.
$100.
I mean, they had a lot of random like merch too in terms of clothes and stuff, but none of them really caught my eye. And they had pickets. Okay, so this is interesting about the pickets. Thank God. Those were a normal price. I think they were like $12 or $14, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's still more expensive than what they go for in Asia. Asia, I remember the Japan pickets
are
like... $5. Japan pickets go for like 1,000 to 1,200 yen, and that's literally like $7 or some $7. Shit. Mm-hmm. So that's how cheap they are there. So this is only double at least, like $14. Mind you, Sakura and Yunjin were completely sold out. They had a good amount of Unche, maybe like one or two Kazuha left by the time we went, because I don't even know when they restock or how often they do. And we're there on Sunday, so if they restock before the weekend, like a lot of shit is gone already.
Yeah,
right. But there was so much fucking Chaewon pickets, and I'm pretty sure it's an overstock because
She's the most popular.
There's so many Chaewon bros in the U.S.
Yeah.
So they just overstocked her. And it's like, I like this, the picket too. It was her when she's blonde and she has like longer hair and she has that cool little, like it's like a little head bandana thing. That's like almost like Jin's hooligan thing, but it's like a cat thing.
Oh, yeah.
So They had that. They had a bunch of different merchandise. They have some little like walls where you could take a picture if you want of like all the members. But that was basically it. It's like it's not as cool and cute as most of the pop-ups are in Asia.
No way.
It really feels more sterile.
Yeah.
And
they're just like, here's the merch.
And the price is fucking ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, that was our experience, the Seraphim pop-up, which was at the Source OC in
the Source.
No, I know. Yes, Haley, you're correct. It's in the Source. It's kind of like near Buena Park, near Anaheim, so like near Disneyland kind of thing, and Knott's Berry Farm. But there you go. Last but not least, for what we checked out, NMIX. We did not get VIP. Our friends did, but we did not.
Yeah,
it was very interesting. It was a nice change of pace. We got the front row of like the upper section, and we arrived literally like 5 to 10 minutes before the show started. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to line up and get there early, which is what we're very accustomed to with all the VIP purchases that we usually get, because sound check and VIP like ticketing.
At, like, 3,
yeah, you'll have to be there fairly early, like at the least like 3-2 p.m. So this one, the show started at 8. We grabbed some drinks even beforehand, and we got there like literally like 7:45 or some shit. Mm-hmm. It was really close, and it was cool. I gotta say, their concert, so worth it, because there was actually 3 hours worth of shows and stuff to watch. Mm-hmm. Because on the other side of this, I literally just went to Hearts to Hearts like less than a month ago, and that was exactly 1 hour.
Because they don't have a huge discography yet.
I know, but you could and I know they did some covers and everything. But you could still extend it. Look at what happened with aespa. Mm. It was still longer when we watched them on their first showcase, and they definitely didn't have the full discography.
No, but then they had like interviews.
Yeah,
and
that's the thing. So they extended it somehow, and it was still longer. But either way, regardless of where you're sitting and whoever else went to NMIX, it was great, because not only did we not even realize it was the last show for the U.S. until they said it. We're like, oh, great, good, yes, very nice. But at the same time, the performances, they're like, everything was really good. Like it was like nonstop music, dancing. Their ments were cool too, because they actually had ments. Because I feel like a lot of the bigger groups barely do ments anymore and really talk about it, have time to talk about it, and they really took their time.
Yeah,
it felt like,
especially Lily.
She's always nice.
She's a yapper.
Having an English speaking yapper, of course. Overall, really, really good. So I really enjoyed like the huge set list. I went crazy when Blue Valentine played, and even like a lot of their other smaller title tracks, Run for Roses. Everything was so cool, but Blue Valentine was like so nice. I recorded the whole song because I was like, I want to hear this and have this on my phone live if I want to listen to it. And the fucking kicker that I guess they played at every other show was Funky Glitter Christmas.
Yes.
One of our friends I know is very excited because I know he checked it out in the other shows that he went to, but that's like one of his favorite songs, and I totally agree. It's such a fun
song. It was for their
song.
Encore, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was so cool. We're like getting Funky Glitter Christmas here in the U.S.
And they were
and
making
it's not Christmas time.
Band members sing.
Yeah, that was so cool. And one of the band members, Jason something.
Jason Lee.
He has his own fucking like
fandom.
Mini fandom within the Answer fandom, which is funny and cool as well.
He's the saxophone player.
Yes, he has. Yeah. He's on keyboards, like guitars.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. But it was really cool. So he has his own little fandom, which is always fun. And I think all the members like that too. Like they're like, oh, look, one of our other non like actual girl members like has their own like fandom. People like are going crazy for him.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. And just in general,
because
very cool.
There were even signs for Jason Lee. And our friend James actually made a sign for Jason Lee.
And he's even in the picture. Yeah. Jason Lee took a selfie picture and James was there. And in the photo that he took. So that was really funny. And we actually took one of our friends, Erwin, who he knows a lot of K-pop stuff because he's just kind of forced to listen to K-pop when he's around with us now and has grown to enjoy it, even though he doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
But we took him with us to his very first quote-unquote K-pop concert because we don't consider XG because it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but he came with us to watch NMIX. Mm-hmm. He likes Haewon a lot.
Yes.
Like he really, really likes Haewon
because
of how quirky and weird she is. But he also thinks she's really, really cute. It seems like he enjoyed it too, right?
Yeah.
What did you think about, what's your thoughts on the concert, like, overall too?
I mean, it was a really good concert. Their vocals are very, very good, especially Lily. She just always blows me away.
That's a great
with
point.
Her vocals.
I have to say, Gen 4, they're the best vocalists, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, Lily has so much
having Lily alone. Oh my gosh. The best way to describe Lily as a vocalist, even when she's singing, it's effortless.
No, literally, like, when she's singing these high notes, it looks like she's not even trying. Like, and it doesn't even look like she's, you know, it's effortless, like he said.
It's, like, not even just high. It's so controlled and steady. And, yeah. like, it's insane. And it makes me think of Ahyeon. And I'm like, fuck, why am I thinking of Ahyeon?
Because she's not controlled and she screeches like a banshee.
I knew you were
going to
say screeching.
She does. I am not the only one that thinks
that. I know that. I know you're not. And I get it. I understand, too.
And then, and like, if people defend her,
why can't we have her?
You guys got to get your ears checked.
Can she hang out with Lily and, you know, just, like, kind of learn? Because she, like, Ion's vocals are powerful. Like, she has power vocals. If she's just able to, like, literally control it and sustain it the way, like, whatever Lily... I know Lily probably might be naturally really gifted, too.
Yeah, probably.
But at the same time, like, you could tell Lily also works on it. Like, yeah. She knows how to sing and controls it, even on her, like, different lives when she's singing and, like, all the shows. Like, her range is insane. Mm-hmm. She can sing anything.
She's so good.
Anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, back to NMIX. In general, all of them are great. Haley, who's your bias? Who are you checking out all this time?
Bae. I'm gay for Bae.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a thing. Like,
gay
a saying.
For Bae.
And for me, I remember I'm always, like, torn between, like, Jiwoo, Seulyeon, but then I realized I think I like Hyojin a lot. I noticed I'm like filming her a lot too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like Hyojin a lot. Think she's cute, but also I like her personality. She's always like waving at the fans, so I always appreciate that. And she's pretty funny too.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think I realized I'm like, oh yeah, I really like Seulyeon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I feel like since her debuting, especially like the first year or so, she's really come out of her shell.
Yeah, compared to before.
She was so shy and like introverted and would like just like smile, laugh, or react, but now she gets kind of in on more of stuff and she gets more involved. And it's like nice to see like her like evolution in terms of, you know, being more open and having more fun. She seems like she's really enjoying herself a lot more now compared to like the first years of NMIX, and she's really out there. And I think you could attest to that and thank Lily and Haewon because they're like,
right.
And Bae because they're all like really dumb.
Bae's fucking crazy too.
She's pretty crazy.
She's very weird.
She's weird.
What are you doing?
After watching a lot of her stuff, and you know, I've been watching like Haewon and Bae doing the part timer stuff.
Yeah.
Check those out. You'll see how weird Bae is. She's funny as fuck, but she's very weird.
Yeah.
More weird even for my taste. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Great concert though. Overall, so good. My biases, I think, are like Hyojin and Seulyeon, but I really like Haewon a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Lily. I like Bae.
Like,
I like
all of them,
it's
pretty much.
Like, I think I told this to you before. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but they are the closest thing I have to an OT stan for a group.
Mm-hmm.
That is how close it is. Because it's like every member has certain moments. I'm like, oh, I like her I like Lily right now. She's funny. And like, oh, Haewon's being dumb. And, you know, it's just like that. It just jumps around. But a lot of fun. I always like watching them when they tour because they're so good. It's been a while since they toured here too. So whoever caught them.
I think it was like 3 years
ago. Yeah, it's been a while. So I hope everyone caught it. If you missed it, you fucked up. just saying. And the prices were really decent, too, like, honestly. Anyways, and then plus we went after work, too. So, I mean, like, even if it's, like, later in the day and on a weekday, like, just go after work. Just get the cheaper, quote-unquote, cheaper seats. Now we'll talk about Coachella. But right before we do, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and take your little mini breaks, whatever you need to do, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley and I will keep chatting K-pop, and you can reciprocate and talk K-pop back to us. Where, Haley?
On Instagram, at Permission to Stand podcast.
All right. Coachella, or for us, Couchella.
Couchella.
We actually ended up watching...
A lot of lives.
More than I expected.
Me too. Because like, we just happened to be home.
Yeah, even
at the right time.
Even the Big Bang one. It's just we got home.
Right,
and
when
they were
going to go on stage.
Yeah, so it all fucking worked out. Yeah. Anyways, I think we should go kind of in order. Cat's Eye was Friday, right?
Yes.
And as we all expected, no Manone.
She wasn't there, but she was there.
Exactly. That's the fucking crazy part.
Yeah. She wasn't there performing with Cat's Eye, but she was there at Coachella.
So I've been hearing all that in like our different chats. And have you seen the photos or videos? I haven't seen any of it, though. That's why. Because I'm curious, like, where was she seen?
I don't know. She was, like, just in the crowd. I don't know what set she was at, but then she was just, like, taking selfie videos of herself, like, in the crowd. I don't know who she was watching,
She's not even watching Cat's Eye?
No.
Uh-oh.
Because I think this is, like, during the day and
stuff.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Do you think she watched Cat's Eye?
I have no idea.
Juicy, let the gossip in. Anyways, Cat's Eye, though, their performance killed it.
No, they were so good. Their vocals are fucking crazy.
Fucking killed it. Nailed it. Like, the whole stage was so cool.
Yeah. It's like a whole, like, production, like, Broadway.
It was
almost.
Really... Yeah, it was like a... It felt like a Broadway, like, rooftop kind of shit. It was really cool.
It was really good.
They did a good job, whoever edited and fixed, like, the whole backdrop of, like, you know, like, the screen.
Yeah.
It was so, so fucking cool. It was epic. And their crowd was insane.
They were so loud. Like, when they were singing...
In terms of K-pop?
Yeah.
I guess you could... Technically, because they're still under hype. So,
right.
I know it's Geffen and, like...
Yeah.
Whatever. But I'll still throw them into the realm of K-pop. In terms of, like, K-pop acts, I think they had the biggest crowd. I know Big Bang is huge, but, like...
But they were at a small stage. But that Cat's Eye was on the bigger stage.
Yep.
But the crowd for them... Oh my god, it was huge. There was
so
many people.
That was fucking wild.
For Cat's
Eye. It was nice to be on our couch.
Yeah, honestly, I was like, oh god, that looks horrible.
Plus, you get to kind of see some stuff up close because of the camera panning and everything.
Yeah.
Right? So, we're not missing anything, to be honest. Like, it's not that bad.
You will never catch me at Coachella. Because, like, I think... As each year goes on, it gets worse and worse. Everything gets more expensive.
Haley, you don't want to buy... $100 chicken nuggets with caviar?
Hell fucking no. No. You will never
see. Or like $30 ramen?
No.
And yeah, then, fuck. No. Fuck that.
Like, and then you have to camp. And then if you're not camping.
You don't have to camp, but yeah.
No, if you're not and you have to get a hotel, it's so expensive.
It's so expensive because they fucking know.
I would know. I would rather fly to Korea and just see like something, like a concert.
You know what? She brought that up. Easily. I will spend the fucking money I could have spent at Coachella flying to Korea. I will go to fucking Meow's fan meet. I will go Baby Monster's fucking fan meet. Fucking have a great time.
I know that I said that.
And come back and still spend less.
I don't like festivals. Specifically when I talk about that, Coachella. Because that is huge.
Lollapalooza.
You'll never catch me at those two. Head in the Clouds, I can do it. It's a smaller scale. And the tickets are not as expensive. And there's like, the VIP is affordable. Coachella is so expensive now for the tickets, for VIP.
How much was it? Do you know?
I don't remember, but it's hella expensive.
Even GA resales and all this shit is crazy.
People are buying GA resale for $3,000 because they wanted to see Justin
Bieber.
People
are fucking crazy. So dumb.
And like all the rich people, they're like, oh yeah, I spent $250,000 on Coachella weekend. But they're rich, but still, that's crazy.
What in the fuck? $250,000?
Yeah.
We need
they're
to buy.
Rich people, though.
We
they're
need
rich.
To fucking pool and buy a house amongst all of us, our listeners and everyone, buy a house that we could just keep renting out in Coachella Valley.
Yeah.
Like in Palm
Nuts.
Springs. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, so
holy shit.
But it was nice watching it. I'm glad like they can stream it for free for us on YouTube. I love that.
So good. And Cat's Eye's whole set list was so great
because
I'm
really good.
The thing is with Coachella, they'll talk a little bit, but they
barely. Yeah.
But it's very small and minimal because they have a very set like time limit for their performances, and they need to perform.
If you go over, you're gonna be charged, and then also like
well,
there's someone
that, that's
else
for late.
After
it,
them.
It fuck like yeah no it's yeah. like it's more so like because it adds on to whoever's next.
Right.
But with their whole performance, it's like they played like a lot of their new songs, right? Of course, and then
they
did. one of the craziest collabs ever. Ever. Especially currently. Haley, you can talk about it? No?
I don't remember.
You don't want to talk about fucking Huntrix.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot.
What is wrong with
you?
I'm going to pinch you because I can't believe
me,
you.
Bitch. What the fuck?
How could you forget?
I totally forgot.
I said collab. Who else did they collab with?
I forgot, okay. But I remember
now.
Oh,
my. Disappointing.
So they brought out Huntrix, and I can't believe I forgot because I actually cried during their performance. I don't know. Like, whenever I hear that song and then just, like, anything to do with K-pop Demon Hunters, I cried during their performance. It was really good. So they had all of Huntrix there. It literally said, Cat's Eye featuring Huntrix.
Yeah, because they had Audrey, they had Ray, and, of course, EJ.
Yeah.
In fucking sane.
Yeah, so they sang the high parts, obviously. And then Cat's
for
Eye
Golden,
was, like,
for Golden, of course, yeah. Right?
So, and then Cat's Eye was, like, singing along with them,
and
too.
And Cat's Eye, they are very talented vocalists, too.
Yeah,
as
they are.
Crazy as a lot of the concepts are and everything that they are doing, man.
They can sing.
They can fucking sing.
Yeah.
They are so talented. They have, like, crazy secret weapons, too. Like, honestly, Sophia and Megan, not even trying to be biased, they're insane.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. And their outfits, like we mentioned, too, really cool, cute, like, it's perfect for Coachella.
No, yeah. Their whole, like, vibe is very Coachella.
It's like that. All these songs. And plus, like we said, all their songs are perfect for live performances.
Yeah, really. Really
so it's
translates
like, oh,
well.
My God. It's like when you watch Stray Kids for the first time in concert, you're like, oh
yeah.
Fuck. This shit hits different when it's,
like,
live.
Yeah, I can see why the songs
and
are like that.
It all hits different because, amazingly, all of Coachella, live bands.
Yeah.
All fucking live bands. And oh, same with NMIX. I didn't even mention that, but I mean, it makes sense.
We mentioned the
band. We talk about Jason. Yeah, it's Jason Lee. So, yeah, there's a live band. And I feel like if you've been to K-pop concerts and you've seen both sides of the coin, like when they didn't have. And it's usually the smaller groups or, like, you know, early on where they don't have a band yet versus when they have a band. Oh, fuck.
It sounds so much better.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. It's so amazing. And Cat's Eye was amazing. Shit. Like, honestly. And then I remember one part, Laura licked Megan. I was like, what the fuck
just
happened?
Like, she literally licked from her neck up to her, like, cheek. I was like, damn,
was fucking
okay,
hot.
Let's go.
But at the same time, I was like, what the fuck? One of our friends who was, like, watching it, it was Dexter. He was, like, going back to watch it because I was like, dude, watch the stream.
Yeah.
Before, like, because I think, I guess they replay it now, but before, when the stream cuts and ends, it's like, you can't go back to it, like, a couple years ago. But I think they still have it now till, like, the next day or whatever. Anyways, when he was, like, rewinding it, he's like, I just saw, he's like, what the fuck, Laura? Like, Laura just, like, licked Megan when, like, he was, like, going through it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fucking wild. So, can't wait to see Cat's Eye in Head in the Clouds.
Yeah, and they're headlining, too.
I feel like after this Coachella performance, Head in the Clouds tickets, more of them will definitely sell now.
Yeah, I was like, honestly, I was like, because when we did our top whatever groups for the end of the year, and I put Cat's Eye on one of my top lists, and I'm glad I did, because honestly, like, they're so good. They're good performers. They're great performers. They're great vocalists, and they're just very different as well. I know a lot of some people don't like their music, but whatever.
But that's why you can stand another group.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter. Anyways, then we also had Taemin.
We did have Taemin. And he played a lot of songs that I didn't know.
Because a lot of his newer stuff, right?
But he played
some classics.
Classics that I was like, hell yeah, yeah. But he also brought his new nose.
And he also brought, oh yeah, along with his new nose, he brought his bulge. And his fucking bulge is just flopping around everywhere.
He has,
and his
like,
white,
tight
white
pants.
And his like nuts are flying around. I was like, oh shit. It's like a 3D ride. We're like, whoa.
Because like,
we have our TV screen, I think, is like 75 inch TV screen. So I was like, I'm like, oh shit. It's like a fucking moon in front of us.
But yeah, I was obviously excited when he sang the songs that
his nose, though,
no,
man.
His nose looks so bad.
Haley, his fucking nose.
I'm so upset. I think like every 5 minutes I'd be like, fuck, I hate his nose. Like, I was
what did you say it looked like?
Ollie London. The
oh
old
my
Ollie
God.
London. He looks more like Ollie London than Ollie London does now. I don't like him. There was nothing wrong with his big nose. It's like if Bang Chan ever changed his nose, I would, like, die. Because it doesn't need to be changed. It suits his face. And now this one just looks like Michael Jackson.
Same with like if like fucking Bam Bam did something to his nose.
No, exactly.
Like, fuck. Taman, it was okay.
I mean, it's too upturned now. So like you can see up his nostrils more. And I think that's what really bugs me. Sorry.
It reminds me of Naren's first nose.
He needs a revision on that nose.
Should honestly. Go to whoever did Naren's revision because yeah. It looks great now.
But I mean, like, he had a lot of fans there. Obviously, they're doing, like, the fan chants and yeah, everything. Yeah, that was for really Taman. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many. Yeah, that was the fucking cool, fun part. Like, there's a lot of showls, yes, right, out there.
Exactly.
His performance and set was really cool, too. I mean, just in Coachella, the stages, I feel like, are always really good.
Yeah.
Sad news was that Anima's, like, set because of all the crazy winds and also a speaker falling and crushing some fucking person. Guess what? Lisa was there, but Lisa did not perform, doing like a guest appearance for that stage. Also, Lisa, Jenny, and Rosé were all there.
Yes, they were.
Because you could catch Lisa and Rosé hanging out during Big Bang's
Jenny
performance.
Jenny was there later, too.
Oh, she came later.
Yeah, I've seen videos of her there as well. Because I was like, where's Jenny?
I thought it's because, you know, GD was there. But
no, she went there later.
Okay, good. Because if you see those again, can you just send it? And if any of you listening see any of these videos, please send it to us. Because Haley will at least tell me if she sees it first. Mm-hmm. Because I want to see all this. Because I'm like, oh, Jenny's not there. I'm surprised. I know her and GD dated and have a history. But I'm like, I don't think that's enough for Jenny. Jenny wouldn't care.
Yeah.
She'd want to. Because as fucking misunderstood and hated on as she is, she's this fucking sweetest sweetheart.
Yeah.
And she would definitely still show support for her Hyungs.
Yeah, because I think I saw she was there with Lisa.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, I'm glad. I hope if you see it, definitely show it to me. But
find it.
Let's talk about Big Bang, because shit. Actually, well, before Big Bang, just really quick. This is not K-pop, but holy shit, Justin Bieber's set was fucking awesome.
It was so good.
He was.
We love Justin Bieber.
Maybe the middle-ish part of the performance was him DJing off YouTube and like doing a YouTube karaoke thing.
Yeah.
Because it was smart enough because he can't really perform his full songs, but then he could play clips of it through YouTube,
you know,
and then just sing along.
The reason why he couldn't do that was because like his old songs
are owned by I know
that was his loophole.
Yeah,
and
that's
genius. Amazing, I love him.
And
for
plus,
that.
He got to like ADHD a little bit and look at like random
memes.
Small clip meme clips of like
Double
him
rainbow.
Fucking up and all this other shit. But then it was that was genius,
right?
And then he sings a little bit of it. He doesn't do the full song.
No, he just is like the main
it's like,
part of
it
the song.
It was fucking awesome.
Because I was like, oh my God, like, I hope he plays Baby. Like, I was just joking. And then he pulled out Baby.
Literally, when Haley said that, like, he was on YouTube and he puts up Baby. He was typing it up. That was wild.
I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
That was,
he went down like a time loop.
And then plus, Jenny was going crazy. She was definitely at Bieber's.
Yeah.
Thing.
His crowd was huge.
His crowd was insane.
People were jumping the fences
Bieber,
to get to him.
Like, the Bieber fever is still real. Jenny was posting a lot of, like, selfies and pictures of, like, during his performance. And was, like, it, like, the heart's eyes and everything. So, it was really cool. And apparently, Haley told me, I didn't realize this. That was the only weekend he was going to be there.
I think. I don't know if that was fake news or not.
We'll see.
But we'll see.
Supposedly,
he's not going to be there next weekend, but...
We'll see. Tell us then, Haley, what happened on Sunday?
So it was Big Bang's performance. And they
20 years.
20th anniversary. And if you guys remember that they were originally supposed to be at Coachella in 2020, but then COVID fucking ruined that. And if they were to go 6 years ago, Top was still with them. So it would have been four of them. But
devastating.
Alas, there's only three members. Top did not show up.
Devastating.
We were all hoping that Top would just like, you know, just be like, okay, surprise, I'm here. But no, he didn't show up at all. There was like many moments where I was like, oh shit.
And then one of them was like, oh, fuck, it's the cameraman. You fucking cameraman. I was like, you bitch.
I literally thought, it scared me. Like, my heart dropped, and I was like, oh, wait, that's not Top. But yeah.
The way they did it, though, was crazy, because they literally, like, all the members were in the front. Then they had some fucking person come out of nowhere from, like, the ground, underground, at the top of the stage. So you're like, whoa, who the fuck is that?
It's a cameraman.
And it's a fucking cameraman.
I was so pissed.
Trying to film the angle from...
But the set list was so crazy. So they started the intro with Bang Bang Bang. And like as soon as that started playing, I got like chills. I was like, oh my God. And then they had like the huge flags. And honestly, like they're
a lot of VIP.
So much VIP.
It was awesome.
So I think, because you know you said Cat's Eye had a huge crowd, but people actually, there was like articles about Big Bang that they were the biggest crowd, the most condensed. Like,
oh,
they were at a smaller stage.
Because it's a smaller stage, that's, that makes sense.
But there was so much more people packed in there just to see Big Bang. Because people were literally flying from out of the country just for this.
Yeah,
because this,
you're
is
right. This is the first
performance
fucking
with Big Bang. Shit. For so long already. And it's their
the Crazy
20th...
Rich Asians.
Exactly. No, literally. So, yeah, they started off with Bang Bang Bang. And then they did Fantastic Baby, Sober. And then they did Loser. And then they did a really, really old song, 2006, A Fool of Tears. And then they did Haru Haru. And, like, honestly, when that started playing, I was like, oh my God, because like I love that song. And then they continued with Lies, which I fucking love as well.
They did one hell of a set list for like OG VIPs,
yes,
right?
That
literally was a crazy fucking set
list. It was so good. And then after that, they did solo stages. And starting off with Taeyong, of course, that man is topless. He loves to be topless. He had a fucking cowboy hat on.
He had a coat, though. It's funny because he first was like with a like a Matrix coat, but of course, like,
he took it off.
He took it off, but at the same time, he doesn't even have a shirt underneath.
No,
so
he has no shirt. And then he came out for Ring-a-Linga, and he had a cowboy hat on, and then like some, I think, leather pants, and then no top. And this man was like dancing on stage like he wasn't even married and had like a fucking child at home. Like he was just like crazy.
Oh, this man was also very orange as fuck. I don't know why.
His tan was so bad.
It's a mix of the tan and the lighting. He looked like a fucking...
And because his hair is so platinum.
He looks like an Oompa Loompa mixed with Guy Fieri. And no, this is not to put any... Like, no. I love Young Bae, man.
Yeah,
so
we love Young Bae.
It's just, I was like, no. Oh, this man is orange.
I was like, why is he so orange compared to the other members? I think
it was crazy.
Too. I think he got a
the
spray
fucking
on
Guy Fieri hair was insane.
But yeah, he was dancing like he didn't have a whole ass wife and kid at home, basically. Like he still got it. His body's still fucking banging. Dad bod wear. Like he doesn't have a dad bod, honestly. And then next was G-Dragon. So he actually came out from the crowd for his solo song Power, of course.
But he walked from the back area. And the funny part was in the back area where he comes out of to walk into the crowd, you could see like little like fucking
empty container boxes
of like food like you
and
get
drinks.
From like you get from like Panda Express or like the Chinese restaurant, like it's just there on the side and there's
on the table.
Stacks of water, empty bottles. It was so fucking funny, dude.
But then as he was like so making funny. Up his way to like the stage, he was walking past like the barricade people in the front, and he actually did take a phone from a fan and attempted to film himself. But the funny thing is that fan posted, and so as soon as G-Dragon grabbed his phone, he accidentally turned off the recording.
Rip.
So luckily like the people around him like sent him videos and stuff, but then and like the live feed got the recording of GD, but he wasn't actually recording on the guy's phone. But it was just like when the guy got his phone back, he was like, huh? Like his face was just like so confused because it was like not recording at all. But I mean, that was cool. G-Dragon was wearing that huge fluffy hat that he loves to wear. He's been wearing that for many, many, many years. So he brought that out again.
That was probably the furriest, fluffiest, fluffy hat I've ever seen.
It looked like a whole puppy on top of his head,
that
honestly.
Was fucking cool.
And then so he made it up. He did Power. And then GD and Taeyong did their duet song, Good Boy, which I was like, oh my God, like it's so good. And then after that, they went off stage and Daesung came out. And oh my God, Daesung's stage was very, very unexpected.
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, this
blew
is the
our
best.
Minds.
This is the fucking
he
best.
He did trot.
He did his trot music.
He actually did the Korean trot music.
He's like, fuck this. Like, I don't care if these people
Dude,
even understand anything I'm doing.
That was
insane.
And I'm sure people loved it. Like, I loved
they
it.
They did.
Even though I thought.
His performance is amazing. He's so funny.
And the great part is, you know, even when they're talking then, they are all like really fluent in English.
They are. Oh, I mean, 20 years in the industry.
But
I know.
Hello, BTS.
They got 7 years left, okay, to hit that. They can learn. But yeah, Daesung did his trot music. He did Hando Chogwa. And then after that, he did Look at Me, Gwisseon. And honestly, like his like aura and like performance and just like his stage presence is so crazy. Like he's so such a good performer.
And he's
an introvert.
And he is one of the best fucking hosts in K-pop.
Yeah.
Like his shows, like, and he has all the biggest idols on his shows.
Everybody loves him. He's so funny. Yeah.
Like this, the stuff with Seventeen, right. Each of the Blackpink members, yeah. And just like even Meow and just any idols that are on his show.
As well.
Like anyone on his shows, like they're just like fucking having a great time. Yes. And he's so witty and quick, like speaking.
Yeah, he's
and
so smart.
So
honestly.
Smart. Like a genius, comedy genius. No, it was great though. What a great, great fucking, like that. Coachella is very good.
Yeah, and then okay, so after that, the last
for
part,
K-pop fans,
the
for
last
sure.
part of Big Bang's stage. So all of them came back on, and they of course did Home Sweet Home. They did Bad Boy. I was like, oh my god, like all these old songs, and then We Like to Party. And then Taeyong had even said, he's like, this stage means a lot to us. We've spent half our lives together, like literally, they've been together for 20 years, and we're grateful to share our music and passion with you all. And then they ended up closing out with Still Life, which was the last song that they recorded with T.O.P. as part of Big Bang before he left.
And they let his part play.
And when I heard the backtrack of his vocals, I was like, oh my god. Like, I got so sad because he's not there, but they still let his backtrack play, which is amazing. And I'm sure like a lot of VIPs got very, very like emotional hearing that. But overall, and then like at the end, the three members of Big Bang, they all did like a group hug. And then, yeah, that was it.
Man.
They'll be there next weekend as well, so.
So they're just probably going to the zoo. I think
they were at the Dodgers game.
Oh shit, maybe.
Yeah, today.
Oh, because Taeyong is going to be performing at the Grand Museum.
Oh yes, you're right. So they're here in LA right now.
Yeah, so they're going around. They're just having a good time.
Yeah, so they did actually go to the Dodgers stadium today, I think.
All right. Well, now's our chance to take our last break before we continue and, you know, finish up the podcast, which we lied about because this is probably going to be another pretty long episode because Haley has a lot. I hope she's drinking her drink right now to clear her throat, get it ready. And because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, keep leaving comments, keep leaving ratings, 5 stars and up is always appreciated. And Haley, they can also chat with us and message us where?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
So this is it. We are putting your boy next door in the same segment as BTS and Stray Kids.
Yeah.
But go for it.
Okay, so a lot of my BND news, Boy Next Door, is about Jaehyun. But
With that said,
all of Boy Next Door attended BTS's concert day 2. In Seoul. There were like so many cute videos of Jaehyun, Sungho, and Una. They were like hella dancing and jumping around at the concert. They were really enjoying the time. All members were there, but then those three were just like having the fucking time of their lives, honestly. And then, so most of the news is about Jaehyun and a live that he did. I don't remember if this was like after the concert or before the concert. But in a live, Jaehyun, oh, it had to be after, actually, because he said he was telling Sungho. So it was him and Sungho on the live. He's like, I got a pimple because I saw the one I love. And then Sungho was like, Sungho was like, what do you mean? And then Jaehyun was like, haven't you ever heard that thing? Like when you see the one that you really, really love and you're thinking about them so much, you get a pimple. And Sungho was just like genuinely confused, but the love of his life, basically, he's talking about is Jungkook.
Of course.
Jaehyun is like Jungkook's like number one fanboy.
Even though he's like the mini me.
Literally the mini me. But Jaehyun talked about like when they went to the concert, he said he almost passed out when he greeted BTS at the concert.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that makes sense. They're in the same label company, so they were able to meet them.
Yes. I'm sure, like, backstage, like,
you don't have pictures yet with them yet, right? No. Like, they haven't posted it, which they 100% did. Probably take pictures.
Yeah, I'm sure they
did. I bet you he did a fucking challenge finally or something.
We'll see. We'll see.
He had to.
Jungkook better have fucking made him do it. Okay. So Jaehyun said he almost passed out when he greeted BTS at the concert. He was so nervous and he knew he would be. So he wrote a letter to Jungkook beforehand. And he was like, let me just read it word for word. He's like, whoa. He's talking to the fans through Weverse Live. He's like, whoa. No, but all this time, whenever I saw Sunbae Nim, Jungkook, at the company, I couldn't bring myself to greet them. And honestly, I already knew that even if I saw them, I wouldn't be able to say anything. So I wrote this letter. I had so much I wanted to say, but I didn't think I'd be able to say it all. So I wrote it instead. So he probably like gets so nervous. Jaehyun, like this is the love of his life, honestly. So he wrote out a letter and gave it to Jungkook at the concert when he saw them. He's like, so I gave that letter to Jungkook, but today they were all preparing separately, so I went around to greet them all one by one. They were getting their hair and makeup done, so I greeted them and came out, and then on my way out, I ran into Jungkook, Sunbae Nim, and Ryu helped me from the side, because Jungkook, I mean, Jaehyun was probably fucking nervous, honestly.
So Ryu was his wingman.
He said, we had prepared gifts for the Sunbae Nims, and he handed it to me so I could give it together. But honestly, that's all I could remember. So it's like he needed Ryu there for just like emotional support, I guess. And then he said, but when the concert started, after the first section ended, Jungkook was drinking water. And it showed up on the big screen. And I was like, I really understood why Wonders like watching me drink water. And then Songho was like, does it make your heart flutter? And Jaehyun was like, I feel like I was gonna pass out. Seriously, when I saw Jungkook drinking water, I was like, ah! And then Ryu was watching me from the side and was like, what is he doing? And then started laughing. Like, Jaehyun honestly is like such a huge fanboy for Jungkook. And, like, it's been like that ever since, like, Boy Next Door started. And everyone has always said that Jaehyun looks like a mini version of Jungkook, which he does.
Which he
really
looks like.
He does. Like his little brother.
Yeah, for real.
And then, so there was also another segment from Jaehyun's live that he posted that was posted by a fan account on Instagram. Okay, so this part of the live, Jaehyun was talking about Jungkook again, of course. So he was like, I'm not sure if I can talk about this, but I'm being a bit cautious too. I don't think I could do that. And then he's talking about filming a dance challenge with Jungkook. And he said, because, wow, I saw him passing by at the company from about 30 meters away, and I recognized him just from his back. But I got so nervous that my hands were shaking while I was on my way to the bathroom. Jaehyun's crazy. I love him. So I just waited until he left. Then went into the gym, but he was there too. And I felt like I couldn't even breathe in the same space as him. So I greeted him. So I greeted him and came back out. Ah, really? I was so nervous. In a way, he's kind of like my first love from school days. It's not easy. This boy is literally in love with Jungkook.
He doesn't even know it.
He doesn't. Yeah.
He's describing what love is.
I know. And then Jungkook actually saw this reposted part of Jaehyun's live, and he did repost this, so he probably watched everything
like
that Jaehyun said.
He's like, oh my gosh, this guy.
And then I think there was another, I don't know if this was the same one, but then when because Jungkook goes on like a reposting spree basically anything.
Yes, we
BTS.
Are aware of this. Yep.
So there was another one that he reposted of Jaehyun, but he like literally wrote, because when you repost you can leave a little comment, and it said in Korean, Jaehyun, we should film a dance challenge together. But this isn't
He's going to die.
Jaehyun will literally implode. Like, he is going to fucking have a heart attack.
He's
going to
fucking die if that happens.
I'm worried. Praying and manifesting that this fucking happens for them because they look so much alike. And Jaehyun is like, he's such a big fan of Jungkook. And Jungkook is very aware of it because he's seeing all these reels. I love them. Honestly, it's so good seeing like this kind of like support and love for like, you know, the idols that they idolize. Because they Boy Next Door is like way younger, obviously, and they grew up idolizing BTS. So he's kind of like saying like, oh my god, like I can't touch him kind of thing. Or like be friends with him, he's too cool. Yeah. I feel like Jaehyun is like that. But Jaehyun, you're fucking cool too. So I hope that happens for him.
It will. And I think it's sooner or later, for yeah. sure.
Speaking of BTS, so I'm going to go... I don't have a full list of the idols. These are the ones that I remember, but there were so many idols that went to the BTS concert.
I'll throw in whatever I can remember.
So I saw, of course, Boy Next Door was there. To Us, Le Sserafim. Yunjin was going fucking crazy because obviously she's a huge
ARMY. Yes, that's my girl. And she's from America, so she don't give a fuck.
She's wilding out.
And it's crazy because it's like a full circle moment because I remember before, like pre-debut,
yeah, she was going
at
to their
the
concerts.
BTS concerts.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, she was going nuts.
Yeah, I think when Idol played, she just like lost it. She was like going crazy. And then all of Cordis was there. Baemons, Ahyun, and Chiquita were there.
Yeah.
Only those two.
I think Chiquita might be Jungkook bias. Because like,
they were screaming whenever he was singing.
Maybe Ahyun too. But like, I know Ahyun was looking at... I feel like it's like, you know, when your friend... You're looking at your friend. You're like, uh-oh, it's your man's time.
Like,
and then Chiquita just got up and went crazy.
Yeah.
So her and Jaehyun should have their own friend group and talk about Jungkook.
But I think Wonyoung was there.
Yes, Ives Wonyoung was there solo too as well.
I don't even know
who else you just said just now. There was a lot of random small, like here and there, just different groups. I think we said TXT already too, right?
No, I didn't say TXT. Oh, yeah. Yes, they were there.
TXT
so I feel
was
like all
there.
The HYBE
oh, yeah.
groups were there to support. I mean, which is granted because the company's probably like, here, you guys should just go.
If NewJeans was secretly there.
I don't know.
yeah, no, but that was, I mean, there was so many. Was anyone from 17 there?
Probably.
Probably we just didn't see it or not sure.
They
yeah.
were probably
there's
there.
So many different idols. Like, I'm telling you. It was cool, yeah. though. It's always nice to see support. You know the interesting thing? For Ahyun and Chiquita, I think they had like a special like guest tag on them too.
Mm.
So like they were invited. So that was very
nice.
Interesting. Very interesting. And it's cool to see because, I mean, you know, they're YG. So it's nice to see when like all the different... idols from like different companies
yeah.
come and support each other and have a good time
right.
at the other groups, especially because BTS too.
Yeah,
we have fucking Chiquita. She definitely a Jungkook bias.
Don't blame her. So anyway, I'm gonna go like a little bit over the BTS concert. So day one, it was pouring rain the whole fucking time.
It turned out to be the most like craziest blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Honestly, like, it sucks for the fans and the members because, you know, they were soaked the entire time. But those shots of BTS being wet in the rain with wet hair, wet clothes, oh my god. They looked fucking amazing, honestly. And they knew that they looked good and thankfully none of them slipped. Oh, well, actually, V slipped because he was doing the worm. In
oh,
the puddle.
That's right.
The stage was, like, literally, like, filled with water and he was swimming. Actually swimming in the water. But then when he stood to like when he tried to get up, he accidentally slipped, but he was fine. Obviously the one thing, like the cameraman, because they were filming it live for Weverse, a lot of them were the cameramen were falling and slipping. Like I saw one footage of a cameraman, like he was trying to like get a shot of the performance, and then when he stepped back down he slipped and like fell pretty high from like the stairs. So that kind of sucks because like a lot of people were complaining like, what are these shots from like the cameraman and stuff? Like, it's not good. But these poor cameramen were like struggling.
Fighting
the
for
rain.
Their lives.
Yeah,
like,
come
honestly.
On, cut them some slack. That was so hard for them. But yeah, so it rained the whole day one, but it was fine. They look really cool. The set list, I'm going to just go over it because they did so many good songs, honestly. So they did Hooligan, Aliens, Run BTS, They Don't Know About Us, Like Animals, Fake Love, Swim, Merry-Go-Round. I'm so glad they're doing Merry-Go-Round. I love that song. 2.0, Normal, Not Today, Mic Drop, Fire, and then Fire, like the old song Fire, and then Body to Body, and then it transitioned into Idol. Like, I feel like that whole segment was really, really cool. Like, how it went from Body to Body and then, like, to Idol. It was super hype. Like, I saw some of the fan cams. I was like, damn, it looks so good.
The way that they organized the set list was really good. For
yeah,
sure.
And then the encore was pretty big. They did Come Over.
Yeah, holy shit.
They did Come Over. Like, that secret song.
Secret vinyl exclusive.
God, which we got, actually. We bought
vinyl. We'll talk about it in the next episode if we need time.
Yeah, and then Butter, Dynamite, Microcosmos, I Need You, Please. And then they ended with Into the Sun. But at the second show, and they switched around some of the songs. So, like, Take Two and DNA replaced Microcosmos and then I Need You. And then on the third show, Day Three, Spring Day and Run replaced Microcosmos and I Need You. So, like, those songs, they just change it up depending on, like, what they feel like. So they might go through their whole entire discography at this point. Like, they switch it up every day. Oh, there was this, like, one segment from Jungkook during the show. There's a drone that flies around, obviously getting footage. And Jungkook, like, did the signal, like, come here, like, with his hand. And the drone, like, flew to him. He caught it midair.
So much fucking aura, bro.
He has so much aura.
how can some singular Damn. Person be so fucking
he
cool?
He is so fucking cool. He no is wonder the coolest Jaehyun fucking person. Is in love.
Oh, fuck. That yeah, was so that was like aura farming maxing, bro.
So he did that. And then he held it like a selfie stick. And then he let it go. And he did that each day of the concert. So
it's part of the part of the choreography, but it still is. It's fucking amazing still, regardless.
Yeah. So I won't go like too much into detail about their concert. But yeah, obviously it was fucking amazing. I'm even more excited to see them in September. It's like so far.
Regardless,
but then, yeah.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see. You never know.
So we did actually watch the interview for BTS on the Hot Ones. And we are always Ooh. Excited to watch this because Sean Evans, the host, always has the best interview questions. He does his research.
He's one of the best interviewers because he digs deep, does the research for every guest.
Yes.
Any guest that he has, like, it's really great questions. Like,
it's not your common questions that, like, every fucking interviewer asks them. These questions were so good that even BTS were like, damn, these are good questions. Great question. Like, they were, like, complimenting him every single time he would ask a question. But, he had, like, a huge mix of questions. But some of them were including, he asked about Yoongi's past during, like, his underground rap scene when he went by the name Gloss. Like, when he mentioned that, Yoongi was like, What the fuck?
Like, I was going to get this question.
Like, they're like, what the heck? They're probably thinking, like, I would never even think that I would hear this name again. Gloss. Like, they were so surprised. And then he also brought up Namjoon's pre-debut alias, Ranch Randa.
Yeah, that was insane.
And even Namjoon was like, where are you? Like, how did you know this? Like, they were just so shook by how much research he does. And then he even asked Jin about a personal memory connected to, like what was his best fishing memory, right? Or something like that.
We all know that Jin loves to fish, so it's crazy.
So he was, like, so happy. So, yeah, they were basically all praising the host, like, with the questions that he was coming up with. So, also, BTS made a record while appearing on the Hot Ones because they are the first full K-pop group to appear together on the show. Because usually his host is only one person. Like, when they did Blackpink, they only did Lisa separately.
Right. Rosé
separately.
Jennie. Yeah. All iconic, though. Those are great.
No, they were
Those
great.
Are the best interviews, too.
They were so good. But, yeah, this is the first time that they've had 7 members, like, and then including the host. So they had a total of 80 wings prepared for them. So, like, this is, like, the biggest hot ones for them. And so going into, like, hearing them be on the hot ones, I was like, man, Jungkook's going to be able to handle this so easy. Like, we know that he's going to be able to handle it. The one member that we were all worried about was Tae. Yes. Because we know he does not handle spicy foods well at all. So, like, Jimin, obviously, he loves spicy food, too. So, Jungkook and Jimin did the best. Because they were basically feasting. Even after they had finished, like, their 10 wings, they were still eating. They were dipping it in that sauce and still eating after, like, the recording was done.
The size of the bites Jungkook was taking and how much he's dipping, it's
bite.
Even like surprising, because like Tae was like, you, that's a lot. Or was it RM? One of them was like, oh my gosh,
you're someone was like, damn, you're just like really eating it. But yeah, for Jimin, he was like, he kept saying like, come on, wing, because like it wasn't spicy for him, like there was no challenge for him at all. And then, like we said, the one member that struggled so hard was V, and he actually stopped eating after the third wing. He was done. He, like, after the first wing, he was just like, I'm done. But then he went on and did, like, a second and third. But then after the third, he stopped completely. He drank, like, 3 bottles of milk.
Smiling, having a good time, and just drinking milk and ice cream.
And a bowl of ice cream.
That's all he was doing the whole time.
And then Jin was like, are you eating cereal over there? Because V kept fucking, like, asking for milk. It's like, where is it going? You didn't even eat all 10 wings, and you're, like, dying already. But, yeah, so after tasting the level 10 wing, Namjoon had even said, like, this should be illegal because it was, like, super spicy. Like, all the other members were struggling except for Jungkook and Jimin. So, I mean, they were too easy
insane
for them.
That was pretty cool. That was a lot of aura again, too. Always just aura farming, this fucking Jungkook.
But yeah, go check it out if you haven't watched it. It's so entertaining. And you get to find out very interesting facts. If you don't follow BTS or like you're getting into BTS, these are like some really interesting questions. They even asked about like what song would you use for an anime opening.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was like, damn, no one's ever asked them that before. They're such fucking huge weebs too. They were like going off like what.
Oh, was it that? I thought it was like, what's their favorite anime opening song?
Oh, sorry, what is their favorite anime opening? Oh yeah, and then they were just going off like singing their different songs. And I think Namjoon was like, sorry, we're just like, you know, weebs, basically.
And I like that Jin is just yelling the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming.
He was yelling. He was in pain. Because I think Sean Evans was going to, like, ask a question. And then Jin was like, wait a second.
Hold on.
Like, he was just, like, in pain because it was so spicy.
His reaction is very similar to Jenny's.
That's true.
Oh,
my God. I was worried about Jenny, though. I feel like
she was
going to
die.
Yeah.
So, see, I mean, my biases have something in common. There's something going on.
Yeah. Can't handle spice. Moving on to the last segment. Stray Kids.
You kind of went out of your way to find something for Stray Kids.
I did. And I found something very interesting, actually. Oh, Bangchan was there.
Oh, Bangchan was definitely
Day
there.
Day one
BTS,
of their concert.
Yep.
He was there by himself, and he had their new light stick, actually.
That's
he took a photo.
Right. He was flexing the new
he
light stick.
He took a photo and posted it on Bubble. Yeah, so he was there. As we know, Bangchan loves going on Bubble for anything. And he did take...
And he always has something
to
say.
Some kind of drama. So he went on Bubble, and it was for his 15th anniversary in JYP Entertainment. Because obviously we all know that he entered as a trainee at a very young age. And then he was just like reminiscing about his early days in the company. But he was also saying that he was very surprised by the culture differences because, you know, Bangchan, he grew up in Australia and then he having like Korean culture and then like, coming in as a trainee to this K-pop idol industry. We know how harsh they are, how crazy they are. But he was like, he was surprised by the culture differences. And then what he said after this, everyone was like, oh my god. But he was like, I remember I got hit a lot. Everyone was like, what the fuck?
And then if you're not from Asia, this
right,
might be
but then still,
shocking to you.
He's like a child.
But it's something surprising that I'm surprised, especially with how he usually is in terms of always watching what he's saying or what is being said, even amongst like his group.
Yeah, he don't give a shit anymore.
Like
it
just,
like
I was like, what the fuck? Are you actually saying this shit, man?
Yeah, and then he said that he was like, I got scolded a lot too for nothing. Basically, and then there was a part that he confessed that he never shared any of this with his parents until recently, and when he told them, they were crying because like they didn't know how brutal like his training was. Like they sent off their son to be an idol, and he was like, "This is like getting abused." But yeah, so many people were like expressing concern about how Bang Chan appeared to have internally normalized this kind of abuse, given that he was trying to hide the gravity of it with his lighthearted laughter. Like, we all know Bang Chan would be like, ah, like, just brush it off kind of thing. And he was, like, defending the company despite what happened in the past. But, I mean, I don't know. Asian culture is so different, honestly. Like, I feel like the school kids, they get not spanked, but then they get, like, their hands hit
by
rulers.
They get rulered.
Yeah, like, it's very, very strict. And I guess, like, idol training, obviously, like, a lot of, if you're not from Asia, they can't handle it. Because they're like, this is too harsh.
This is the culture
thing.
Is completely different.
Yeah.
From what, yeah.
But yeah, that's it.
We have Asian parents, so we kind of know.
Yeah, I got spanked.
You got hangered and
I got
slippered.
Like, oh, yeah, hangers, belt. I got belt.
The belt, too. Yeah. Oh, yep, see?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'm perfectly fine. Like, kids need to be disciplined. If you're being a fucking brat,
yeah,
man.
Shit, for real. Anyways, yeah. That's our TED Talks. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, yeah, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for everyone tuning in and hanging in there. Wow, Haley, this actually was longer than we expected. And I said, oh, it wasn't going to be that bad.
I fucking knew it wasn't.
But anyways, it was just, you know, so much stuff to talk about. And, you know, we get into it.
Too yappy.
Too much fun. Too much fun with all of y'all. But thank you for joining us, as always. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you have not done so yet, we really appreciate it. 5-star ratings and, you know, all the good stuff, good comments and everything goes a long way. I mean, you could be real, too, if you need to keep it real. But you can also keep it real and send us messages. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at permissionistampodcast.
Which many of you still do. Send us messages and let us know your thoughts, concerns, and other K-pop-related items. And keep it up. And we will keep it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll be seeing my other waifu, Sana, very soon. So we'll report back after we see her. And till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.